Hey, I'm Robert Kirby, and I've got some tips today, 8 healing tips for dealing with food intolerance, which of course is a very common thing in the modern world. The first thing I would suggest is that if accessible, get an integrative MD, because he or she can take a lot of wonderful testing using Western medicine like Candida or stool tests, which are very valuable, and then treat it alternatively rather than with pharmaceuticals. If that's possible, I highly recommend it, or at very least, if you have a very experienced naturopath or nutritionist, if they could get these kind of tests, it would really help. One of the things to avoid, I'm sure you already know this, but it's just common sense, avoid sugar, gluten, and deep fried foods. The omega-6s at all costs, because they just really, really make it difficult to digest easily and effortlessly. Some of the things emotionally, I always think that everything that shows up as a physical manifestation has a cause that originates in the mind. So it's called psychosomatics medicine. And one of the things that the research shows is that people deny their own power. They can't seem to tolerate their food, and there's something about life and stepping into their greatness that they're denying. They can't seem to digest life. So it's important to look at that. If you need to get with a therapist or healer to deal with it, that might be good. One thing I've always found, if you can get your hands on a very skilled acupuncturist, they can also help the stomach, the strength of the stomach, and the entire digestive process, beginning with chewing, through the whole cycle. Of course, you know this, eat organic. I think a magnesium oil really helps alkaline the body. I use magnesium oil all the time, and I always recommend that my clients, you get oil, you can get a spray bottle and spray it into your water, really healthy alkaline water, and you can get magnesium flakes and take a bath with it, or even Epsom salts is good to be able to absorb those toxins and get your pH balance really, really healthy. If you're really suffering, with this intolerance, I think other things you can do is deep tissue body work, deep muscle work, to relieve chronic muscular tensions that can really upset the digestive process and tolerance of food. Also, soft tissue work like rolling, on rollers to open things up, and energetic healing. One of the things I've been working on for decades is what I call coherence 1, 2, 3. So it's about balancing the body, and of course, in this instance, you'd be balancing the digestive process, your capacity to tolerate certain foods, using EFT, some people call it tapping, and then Psych-K, psychology, kinesiology, and then nine positions where I would say there's some kind of trauma going on in the brain and leading to the digestive process that you definitely want to heal. So I would consider that too, the coherence 1, 2, 3. You'll be able to find on the Global Healing Exchange website. And I think that would be very valuable for you. There's a million things that you can do, but I think those are the most important ones to get help right away and not let this go, because the longer it goes, the more challenging it becomes. And it can create all kinds of health problems with the immune system and toxicity and all that. So, good luck with that. And let us know how you're doing.